Blog Talk Radio.
Well, praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord, hallelujah, God is good. I want to thank everyone that has called in, those that will be calling in, and those that will be listening to us in archives. Well, God is so awesome and so good. I just want to say a word of prayer. This is Prophetess Teresa Dox, and I am truly excited about it. I'm standing in for Brother David Patterson, and as we move forward, that you may be fed the word of God. Well, Father, we're just so gracious that you are who you are and that you move by your Spirit. Lord, we want to say yes and amen to your word, yes and amen to your will, yes and amen to your direction. So, Father, in the name of Jesus, as we go forth, Lord God, to just talk about Jesus, that you would open the ear gates of your people, that everyone on the line would be moved by your Spirit. So, Father, we just hide ourselves behind the cross so that you may be magnified in the name of Jesus. Amen. I just like to ask the woman of God to come forth also and lift us up, lift up a word of prayer.
We acknowledge you, Father God. We acknowledge you as our Lord and our Savior. We acknowledge you as the King of the Kingdom. You are the Lord Sabaoth who fight our wars and win. We acknowledge you, Father God. We applaud you for everything you've done, God, and everything that you're going to do, God. We just worship you, God. We just always want to take our time to give you glory and give you reverence. You are the King of glory. Hallelujah. You are Jehovah Nisi. Hallelujah. We worship you, God. We worship you in the name of Jesus. We lift your name on high in the name of Jesus. We die that you might increase tonight, God. We die in the name of Jesus, God. We just clear the land in the name of Jesus, God. But we don't want anything to block our prayers, God. So therefore, we come repenting for all of our sins, God. We pray that you would blood wash us and make us whole, God. We pray in the name of Jesus, God, that you would circumcise us tonight, God. That you would circumcise our hearts in the name of Jesus, God. That you would circumcise our ear gates, God. We just take dominion and authority over all dullness of heart, all dullness of hearing, God. We pray, God, that you would judge the hardness of heart in the name of Jesus, God. Make our hearts soft and pliable in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, rekaya shea, brakoya la 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 reke, rababaya shea la 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 la. Creating us a clean heart, Lord Jesus, and renew the right spirit in us in the name of Jesus, God. We want to live upright and holy before you, God.
Glory to God. Glory to God. You are worthy. You are worthy, Lord. If you think about the goodness of God, think about how worthy he is, how he stood in when we couldn't stand up, how he caused us to see that it's by his spirit that we are here today. He is worthy. I just want to just give you words of encouragement today. Never too late to be restored. The enemy wants you to think that you have done all of this and all of that, and that you can never be restored to Christ. But I come to tell you, the devil is a liar and a defeated foe. Amen. Yes, he is a liar. But I want to give you a scripture just to substantiate what I'm saying to you today. Glory to God. You know, God himself will do his part to keep his people, which would be you and I, faithful all the way to eternal glory. God's going to do his part. But we have to be willing to do ours. Are you willing to sacrifice? Are you willing to go that extra mile? Are you willing to be tried by fire? Are you willing? You know, the Bible says if you're willing and obedient, that you'll eat the good of the land. So it's dependent and incumbent on you to be willing and to be obedient, and then you'll eat the good of the land. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You know, if we draw near to him, he's going to draw near to us. So if we begin to feed our spirit and not our flesh, then our spirit will be full. You know how it feels to be full in the natural. Sometimes we can overeat, and we sit there, and you know that you ate just too much, and then you go to asking for something for your stomach, or you go to asking for, do you have a gas pill? Do you have, you want something to compensate for your decision and your choice to overeat. Well, imagine if you've been overfed spiritually. And sometimes we can self-destruct if we eat too much spiritually and not release it. Okay, so that's just a freebie. I want you to put a pin on that one. Amen and glory to God. God is faithful. God is always right on time. He neither sleep nor slumber. And he want you to know that always be led by his spirit. Amen. So don't eat too much natural food. And when you eat that spiritual food, you have to release it. You have to let it out. You have to manifest. You're wondering what's wrong with you. You're over here, you're over there, you're up the street, down the stairs, you're everywhere. Because God is trying to put you in the proper place so that you can be in the proper timing doing the proper thing. Amen. God wants to activate you today. God wants to restore you. It's never too late to be restored. Amen. And based on 1 Peter 5:10, and the Bible says, and the God of all grace, the God of everything, who called you to his eternal glory in Christ, and after you have suffered, for a little while, that means suffering comes with the territory, but after you have went through some things, you know, after you have been lied on, after you have been criticized, after you have been talked about, after all of this, the Bible says, will himself, hallelujah, restore you and make you strong, where you'll feel firm and steadfast. You know, after you've been through some stuff, you know, after you have cried all night, after these things, God himself is going to restore us. How about that? You don't have to worry about, is so-and-so going to come, or is my check going to be in the mail, or did they make that deposit, or am I going to be approved? No, God himself going to restore you and make you strong, firm, steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. God is good. God is faithful. Before any ounce of his word fall to the ground, heaven and earth shall pass away. That's what the word of God says. You know, we come together today just so that we can convey this message to you, to encourage you, that the enemy have come to take you out. You know, the enemy has come to literally take you out. So don't be dismayed when you wonder, why is all this happening to me? You know, why am I going through this? Why can't I finish anything? Why can't I start anything? Don't beat up on yourself like that, because the enemy wants you to feel like it's too late to be restored. The enemy wants you to feel like, I wish I had started this years ago, or I wish I had started this project or started this job or done this or done that years ago. That's what the enemy wants you to feel. But God wants you to know that his grace is sufficient. You know, connect yourself with kindred spirits, people that believe in you, people that believe in your vision, people that celebrate you, not just tolerate you, people that understand that it's never too late to be restored, where they look beyond your fault and begin to see your needs. You know, God is good. You can surround yourself around the wrong people, and then you realize that you're surrounded by the wrong people, and then you leave places and you hang up the phone from others and you feel worse than you did before you got on the line. Amen. You got to use spiritual wisdom. You got to connect yourself with people that encourage you to continue to run this race, that encourage you to forgive them that despitefully used you, to forgive them that meant evil, to bless them, to do good to them, to speak well of them, even though they are your haters. I'm trying to tell you something. I am Pastor Teresa Docks, Kingdom Builders International, standing in proxy for my brother, Brother David Patterson, an awesome man of God, hidden behind the cross so that Jesus can be exalted. Amen. Sacrificing time just to talk about how good God is. And if you're willing, and I want to give you this opportunity, if you're willing to do your broadcast, you know, you got something in your belly that the people of God need to hear, we have the door open. If it's something that you want to do, you want to talk about Jesus, you want to even talk about maybe something that's needed in the community, you want to start a project, we're offering a broadcast to you as well. Amen. Elder Docks and myself, we are just excited to be a blessing. As God bless us, that we're able to give back to God's people, to God's people. Amen. So we're going to talk about drawing near to God, not near to the ungodly, but near to God, so that you may grow, so that you may become what God has called you to become. You know, you want to do this and you want to do that, but is that spiritually healthy for your destiny? It's not too late. You know, you may have been going to church all of your entire life, but you have not manifested. You have not become what God has called you to become. Why? Because you stuck in the old. Amen. We're going to go somewhere with the Word of God today. You know, and the Bible says in 1 Peter 5, 8, and 9, and I want you to get your Bibles. You know, if you don't have your Bible, you know, you got a Kindle, you got a computer, whatever you got, open up your Bible and turn to 1 Peter chapter 5. Amen. 1 Peter chapter 5. The Bible says to be sober, to be vigilant. Why? Why do God want us to be sober and vigilant? You know, sometimes they say, I'm just taking a chill pill. Or you might want to, you might have made a decision that you said, you know what, I'm about to just go get me something to smoke, get me something to drink. You know, I'm about to do all of that because I just, it's so much stress on me. And I need to, you know, just chill out. Then the enemy wants to devour you because he figured you're slipping. Amen. But the Bible says to be sober, to be vigilant. Why? Because your adversary, the devil, he walks about like a roaring lion, seeking. He looking around for somebody that's slipping. And that is his job. He's seeking whom he may devour. Guess what? God always have an answer. He said, resist him, steadfast in the faith, knowing that the same suffering are experienced by your brotherhood in the world. What does that mean? That means that you're not alone. That means that you're not the only one going through. That means that your brothers and sisters in Christ are going through as well. Well, we connect ourselves together, and guess what? We become strong because the Bible says two is better than one. Amen. And a threefold cord is not easily broken. So we got to connect ourselves with strength. We got to set time apart and aside that we will be strengthened or either strength to one another. And this was one of the letters that was written to the Christians who were suffering under a degree of persecution and hostility. Guess why they were suffering, and guess why they were going through? It was because of their faith. It was because they believed God. So they was being persecuted because of their stand, because of their righteous stand, their decision. Amen. Have you ever been persecuted because of your faith? You know, they say, she thinks she's something. He think he's all that. Oh, yeah, that's the typical. That's the norm. Make it the normal course of your day. Don't let it affect you. Don't be moved by all of that hostility and lies. Don't be moved by that. Guess why? Because your assurance is in God. You rely on him, not man. The Bible says, let God be the truth. Hallelujah. And let man be a lie. And I don't mean man because he's a male. I mean mankind. So what does that mean? That means humanity. There's neither male nor female. Okay? There's neither male nor female. We're all our spirits. God said, I'm a spirit. And they that worship me must worship me in spirit. What does that mean? That means that you're operating, what? In spiritual matters. You operate in the spirit. God is good. So they were being persecuted because of their faith. You know, like them, we too are living in a time in which we are growing harder and harder, and it becomes difficult to live for Jesus Christ. You know, like them, you know, we feel some measures of cultural pressure against our faith, and like them, we feel that we're being called upon increasingly to stand faithfully, and we sacrifice for our Lord in tough times. And it's not just the pressure of the culture around us that we feel. that cultural pressure is ultimately manifested in the hands of our enemy. You know, an enemy come to conquer our soul. So as Peter wrote in the passage that we're studying, that we should be sober. We should be vigilant because our adversary, the devil, he's walking and he's roaring like a lion because he's so eager and hungry to devour us. So what makes you think that you should not go through? You go through to get to. Amen. You can't just get the blessing without the sacrifice. Even if it's just a sacrifice of praise. You know, sometimes when things are going wrong and you begin to praise God, you can praise your way to the blessing. You could begin to pray and enemy will flee. You could begin to sing and enemy will flee. You could begin to call on the name of Jesus and the enemy will take flight. Amen. And like I began to talk about on a session I was doing to clear the land, clear the area, cause the atmosphere to be subject to the power of God. Oh, yeah, subject. I'm just going to replay this so you can hear how the atmosphere is going to change. Did you hear that?
We acknowledge you, Father God. We acknowledge you as our Lord and our Savior. We acknowledge you as the King of the Kingdom. You are the Lord Sabaoth who fight our wars and win. We acknowledge you, Father God. We applaud you for everything you've done, God, and everything that you're going to do, God. We just worship you, God. We just always want to take our time to give you glory and give you reverence. You are the
Do you hear that? The atmosphere change. So we're atmosphere changers. The restoration of God is going to manifest through our obedient. As we are obedient to do what God called us to do. If you hear God say, okay, it's too much drama right now going on. So begin to pray. Begin to sing. Begin to war. Begin to call fire. 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 Call on the fire of God. Tell him, we acknowledge you. Tell him, call him forth. Fight our wars. Begin to applaud God when the enemy want to sack you. Amen. Take the enemy to the paint. Make him go after it as you fight in the spirit. I don't mean physically now. Everything that I'm talking about is spiritual. So we can't fight if we're not sober, if we're not vigilant, because the adversary want to take us out. So in addition, There's an additional battle when we're not obedient to what God called us to do. So here we are trying to make things right when we're not operating in the right place at the right time. Cultural pressures, we can feel it all around us. We also need to be on guard against the power of the spiritual enemy who is committed to destroy us. What are you committed to? You know, he has literally made a commitment to destroy you. And we're around here going along to get along. And what more are we tolerating? And as you add to all of that, our own personal weaknesses and failing is beating us up and mentally. So we don't know our identity, and we don't understand that we've already won. Because the last chapter in the book says yes and amen. So we operate as though it has already come to pass. So when things happen to us and against us, we begin to say, I'm not moved. Why? Because it's never too late to be restored. As long as you're breathing, as long as you wake up in the morning to see another day, it's not too late. Now, somebody else's crown might be bigger than yours, or they may have more crowns than you, but who cares? Let me get in. Amen? Allow the door to be open. Why? Because God said he wished that no man should perish. No man. And it's truly, it's an overwhelming thing that Peter is calling on us to do. What did he say? He say, stand faithful to the Lord Jesus all the way to the end. So you can see what the end is going to bring. I mean, I can see it. I'm going through to get to. I'm not operating in the right now suffering, because I understand it's only going to last for a little while. 1 Peter 5:10. It's only for now. It's only for a season. Because guess what? God himself is going to restore us. He's not going to send his angels. He's not going to send Abraham. He's not going to send Paul. He's not going to send Peter. He's not going to send Esther. He's not going to send Ruth. He's going to do it himself. Why? To make us strong, so that we will be steadfast and immovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. Guess what? I am greatly encouraged by the fact of who I am in Christ. I am greatly encouraged that it's not too late to be restored. I am greatly encouraged that I've already won. I'm greatly encouraged when I'm lied on. I am greatly encouraged when I'm talked about. I am greatly encouraged when things have been stolen. I'm greatly encouraged because I understand that it's all about the kingdom. Amen. So if you don't know Christ and the pardon of your sin, and you don't know that he died that you might live, and you don't know that he came to restore you, I want to encourage you to accept him as your Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, and begin to say, I confess with my mouth and believe in my heart that God raised Jesus from the dead so that I might be set free. Amen, amen. And with that being said, God have found you worthy. I want to thank everyone for tuning in. Again, this is Prophetess Teresa Docks, excited and delighted to be your host, standing in for Brother David Patterson. Amen. God bless everyone. Thank you for calling. Please go to www.blogtalkradio.com/KBDI, Kingdom Builders Development Institute, and click follow. Amen. God bless you, and have a good evening.
You met me deep in my despair to show.